BBC Radio Berkshire.
Well, the return of Howard Hughes, Saturday morning, BBC Radio Berkshire. It is an untrammelled joy to be here, partly because it's my chance to speak again to a man I haven't been able to speak to for a whole fortnight, and I feel utterly bereft for not having done so. Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective, is here. How are you, Fevzi?
Morning, Howard. I'm good, but I've missed you so.
Have you really?
I have, yes.
Is that what all those posts? All those postcards. Yes, thank you. Boom, boom. All those postcards you sent me saying, come on, Howard, where are you? Come back to my show.
I didn't mean it.
Now, let's crack on with the serious business here of the week, because there's an awful lot to get into. The man who invented the internet, a man who is occasionally quoted in various things, has made the news this week. Sir Tim Berners-Lee, is not for any plans that we might have, that our Home Secretary or Theresa May might have, to weaken encryption in order for the security services to allegedly more adequately do their job. Why is this?
Yeah. Well, look, just to put his comments in context, he is the inventor of the World Wide Web and the most recent recipient of what is widely called the Nobel Prize of Computing, which is the Turing Award. So this is a highly respected man without which there would be no links upon which to click. And he's attacked Amber Rudd's statements recently, who has said there should be no safe place for terrorists to be able to communicate online. And he points out that giving the authorities a key to unlock coded messages could have serious consequences. Because guess what? If you weaken it for the government to get in, our government to get in, other people may do it as well. And some of those people may not be so good. And basically all privacy and all commerce will essentially break down. He's criticised them for that. He says that moves by legislators in America to cut people's privacy as well. He's criticised that. And also, at the end of last year, I'm not sure if you're aware, but the government snuck in a piece of legislation called the Investigatory Powers Act 2016, which is widely held to be the most intrusive piece of legislation of any Western democracy. It's more in line with what you see in autocratic states, in fact, and therefore for the government to be pushing certain powers, he argues is beyond the pale. And actually he says the idea that all ISPs should be required to spy on citizens and hold that data for 6 months is, and I quote, appalling. So he's right. There's also worry about the Trump administration being soft on what's called net neutrality. So this is the idea that all internet traffic should be treated equally. And the reason why that's important is, if you imagine, let's say that the internet has always been a place where new businesses can start up and grow quickly and advance technology and services. If you had a situation where, let's say, Netflix or Google could pay and have good quality data traffic and suppress the speed of maybe a new upstart competitor, that means that you're never going to get those upstart competitors, because they're always going to not be able to afford to provide the same quality of services as the big boys. So that's why it's important, and he's pledged to fight this.
I wonder if he has any views on America's possible plans to make us all forfeit our passwords and all our digital details before we're allowed to visit there. We don't have time to go into that, but yeah, I'd love to get his views on that.
That's worrying, and don't take your devices into America there.
You know, it may never happen, but we'll see. Story that appeared, I think it was on Thursday in the news, about a man and a garage door company, and he went and complained about them and they didn't like it.
Yeah, so I'm not going to name the company, so this is an internet-enabled garage door company that's only quite new. They actually raised money on Indiegogo, so which makes this all the more appalling in terms of what this person has done. So there was a particular owner. They bought the product, it'd been installed, and he was very negative about it. He put negative reviews on Amazon and on the company's own website as well. And rather than engage with him, what they did was they cut his server connection. So this is an internet connected thing, because it's not just one that opens the garage door, but it also allows you to check remotely if you remember to close it, which is kind of nice, because it's that sort of thing where, you know, did I leave the cooker on, have to go home and check sort of thing. So did I leave the garage open? a door open, now I can check. So that relies upon an internet connection, a server.
Hmm.
And what they did was they cut his access to the server.
Now, he's allowed to say bad things about them as long as he can back them up and it's his opinion. Are they allowed to do what they've done?
Well, I suppose it depends on the terms of service. I mean, it's very interesting. You know, it reminds me of the fact that some hotels now put in their terms and conditions that you're not allowed to give them a negative review on one of these many review sites that deal with hotels. And I've seen similar with restaurants as well. And it's appalling. You know, it's again, it's trying to limit people's free speech. If he says anything actionable, then sue him. But you can't be cutting off people's access. And apparently another user accused the same company of, in quotes, bricking the kit, which they denied, saying they hadn't changed the hardware or firmware. Yes, but if you cut the access to the server, it is a brick. It stops working. So naughty. Companies need to develop a slightly thicker skin.
Well, I think there's going to be...
It's not good for PR. I mean, I haven't named the company, but it's widely been named, and it's not good PR for them.
No, but I'm sure there will be a test case somewhere about a company employing a practice like this at some point, and the outcome of it will be fascinating.
Moreover, on sales, would you buy from a company whose internet connection and service you rely upon if you think that the first time you cross them, they're gonna ditch you?
Well, of course, let's just say, for the purposes of being fair, we don't have them to talk about their side. They might have a completely different point, but I take what you say on board. Sure. Let's get to the gadget of the week now. And this is, I thought you could buy these things already. This is a sort of handheld digital breathalyzer thing.
Yeah, and to be honest, when I first considered this, I thought, I don't want to do a digital breathalyzer or any sort of breathalyzer because, I don't want to encourage people to drink, drive and get away with it. But actually, the intended use for this and the responsible use for this device is for people who've maybe been drinking the night before and then the following morning, they want to drive to work or they need to drive somewhere. And alcohol, affects different people differently. It stays in the system, a different period of time. So this is something called an AlcoSense Pro. That's the name of this digital breathalyzer. It basically tells you whether you're fit to drive. The first thing that you do is you put in date, time and so forth. You tell it where you are because the alcohol limit depends on which country you're in. So you tell it which country you're in. And interestingly, Scotland's got a different limit to the rest of the UK. So in the rest of the UK, it's 35 micrograms per 100 mil. In Scotland, it's only 22. So it's about, two-thirds of the amount, more or less.
All right. Now, I'm just looking at your review of this thing, and it's £149. I don't know whether I would pay £149 on the off chance that I go to Scotland, maybe go out and have a couple of glasses of wine, and I want to know the answer to the question, surely the best thing to do is just simply not to drink at any time, anywhere near you might be going near a car.
Well, the thing is, yes, you shouldn't drink and drive, and that's clear, but a lot of people, will have a drink and then drive in the morning and don't actually know how it will affect them. They may feel fine, but they may be a little bit close to the limit.
Mm.
There are cheaper ones in this range, but it is also, I think, cheap compared to having points on your license or even the loss of a driving license. But I think it also can help you understand how your body copes with alcohol. And I think that's a good thing.
Fevzi Turkup, the Gadget Detective, returns, as I say, in 1 week here at BBC Radio Berkshire.
Berkshire News and Berkshire Stories.
With Howard Hughes.
BBC Radio Berkshire.
Fevzi Turkup is the Gadget Detective, and he will return next week.